Okay, very exciting. We're starting a new Masechta, Masechta Megillah. So just a very, very quick introduction. Baruch Hashem, I think for a lot of people, this Masechta does not need that much introduction because we are very familiar with Masechta Megillah. We're familiar with a lot of the concepts that are going to be discussed over here. We know that it was the miraculous story of Mordechai and Esther, as we read it every year, that the Yidden were saved during the time of Purim. That is going to be the Iker discussion of this entire Masechta, which is going to be discussing the different halachic aspects of the day. And Megillah, obviously, is beginning with literally a scroll, but is going to be discussion of the halachas and the dinim of Megillas Esther. And basically, that's how we started Megillah. Nikras is going to be talking about the different days which you can read a Megillah, and within that also what days you observe Purim on different days of the year. That is going to be, then we get Agav a little bit off topic with A and B, no differences between this and that, because we came onto it from this halacha. Then we have some agarata. Then the second parak is going to discuss Hakora L'Mafreya, which is going to be discussing reading the Megillah out of order, right, for the second parak first, etc. Then it's going to come onto that. From there, it's going to discuss different things also out of order, saying things Baal Peh, and different halachas that'll be come out through there. And then you actually come on to Shmona Esrei and davening a little bit. That is the second parak. The third parak is going to be discussing again more halachas of the Megillah, and it's going to move on discussing Kriyas HaTorah a little bit, Haftorah, different halachas, Birkas Kohen. I'm going to come up a little bit over there. The fourth parak is going to discuss the halachas of Kedushas Basic Neses. That is also going to be discussed over here. And Megillah is in Seder Mo, because again, it's one of the special times of year which we have the celebration of Purim, and Purim is coming up in a decent amount of time, so it's nice to prepare ourselves with Masechta Megillah before this man of Purim. So now the Mishnah begins. Megillah Nikres, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dal, be it Tezvav, lo pachas ve lo yoser. So maybe a little bit more than we're familiar with, but the Mishnah starts off saying five different days, Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel, Yad Dal, Tezvav, five different days which you will be allowed to read the Megillah. So we're familiar with the Dal and Tezvav, that you know those in Yerushalayim will read on Tezvav, Bezos Hashem, and those outside Yerushalayim in most places in the world will be reading on Yad Dal. So that is the general accepted din, but the Mishnah gives us three extra days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, which you're allowed to read. You're allowed to read the Megillah. So what's the getter of someone who's going to read on the 15th? If it is a city that's surrounded by walls at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, krach in Targum Unkelus usually is defined as a place of mivatzrim, which is a city of a fortress city. It would, by Targum Unkelus, is called the krach. So we see over there that lechora krach means somewhere that's indicative of something which is always going to be walled. Tosis actually on the next staff is going to assume that that's lav dafka, because they're going to assume krachim could also mean in the Gemara many times something which is not necessarily walled. But either way, that's what seems to come out over here. And the lacha is mishavet b'nun korin v'tesvav, they're going to read on the 15th of Adar. We're actually going to see that there's a machlokas tonight about this. We're going to see a braisa which actually quotes on the time of Achashverosh. So why would it be? Very interestingly, why would it be? The Gemara doesn't really get into the svaras. The Gemara gets into the drushes. We're going to see an Amud Beis Bez Hashem today at the end of the daf today. But why would it be that it would be from the time of Yemos Yeshua ben Nun in svar? Like what's the deeper kavanah over here? So Yerushalmi actually asked this question, and lechora the deciding factor should have been Shushan. It should have been Pashut, like this other man to Amr, that it should be at the time of Achashverosh, the time of the miracle actually happened. So the Yerushalmi gives an answer, a very nice answer, that the time of the miracle of Purim, most of the cities of Yerushalayim, the great cities that we are familiar with, Yerushalayim obviously being one of them also, their walls were not up at the time. They were already destroyed. Because of Galus Babel, they destroyed most of the walled cities of Yerushalayim. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael is going to be not have all those walled cities. The people know the former glory of the walled cities are going to be not have that status. So therefore, they granted the status of the cities of Eretz Yisrael, those places, to have the status of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they would have the gather of being something which is connected to the miracle on the 15th. So now the Mishnah continues. Kfarim vayeros kedolos korin v'yadalos. So we have that the krachin mekavu chamimus v'shemanun, they read on tesvav, and that would include Shushan. The Gemara is going into this in Amud Beis. Kfarim vayeros kedolos korin v'yadalos. So now people of residents of villages, that's considered a kfar. A kfar is a village, and then the larger towns, they're going to read Megillah on the 14th. However, except for the exception over here, we just mentioned the 14th and 15th. Now, the Mishnah is telling us that the villagers, they have an exception, that they have one aspect, that they can precede the day by reading it on a day of Yom HaKnisa, the day of literally day of coming together, day of assembly. What is this Yom HaKnisa? Rashi understands it to be that the courts, that the Beis Din would come on Mondays and Thursdays, and the villagers who needed to go to the courts on Mondays and Thursdays, they would come, come have their disputes settled and go to the Beis Din. So they would be coming anyway. They don't want to be matriach them, so they're going to come on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore they would come in that time. That's be one explanation. The Gemara is going to come on to a different explanation later. But Ba'atzim, that's the explanation right now that we have on the Mishnah, that they were coming in on Mondays and Thursdays. Others explain Agav that it means that they would come in for the laning, that they don't know how to lane. That's also part of the Megillah. They don't know how to read the Megillah. That's why they're coming to have somebody lane for them. That's all Shaila. How could somebody who's, if Rush understands, and most of the Rishonim understand like this also, the Rush, who understands that they didn't know how to read either for Kriyas Torah, that's why they were coming in on Monday and Thursdays. If you just arguing on that idea. But Ba'atzim, the idea that they should have the city people read for them is a subject of a big dispute in the Achronim, why that should work. If I'm a Ben Yadalit, if I live outside of Yerushalayim, I get Pashtus is, I don't necessarily have the right to go on Tezvav and lean for somebody in Yerushalayim. I'm not chayav on that day at all. We have the concept of Yatzamotzi, but Yatzamotzi might only be if I'm Shaykh, let's say Lashofrei. So I'm Shaykh to the whole day of Rosh Hashanah, that day is my day of Rosh Hashanah, and I'm Shaykh to blow Shofar on that day. But if I live outside of Yerushalayim and I come into Yerushalayim to lean the Megillah for someone, Lachora, it's not my Yamtiv of Purim at all. It's not my Chag of Purim at all. So how could I be motzi somebody else? Fascinating question that the Achronim deal with. That is a question that is discussed based on Rashi's understanding and Rishonim really on the understanding of this, the whole idea over here, that they're really coming in so that the people of the city can lane for them. Either way, the Mishnah continues. Kate says, and now how is this the case? Chali Yos Yadala Bisheni. If the 14th falls out on a Monday, so then Kfarim Bayaras Gedolos Kfarim Bayom. So that's a most simple case, that the people in the villages and the large towns are going to read on the 14th because it's the Monday, because that's the 14th. The Mekomos Chama the Machar, and the people of the walled cities are going to read on the 15th. Chali Yos Bishlishi Revis. Now, what happens if the 14th falls out on either Tuesday or Wednesday? So then Kfarim Makdim Le Maknisa. So then in both those examples, the villagers are going to bring up the reading to the day, to the either, if it was a Tuesday, to the advance of one day, and if it's on a Wednesday, they'll advance it Tuesday. So now we've just come out to these cases have just given us an example of when you could have the Megillah falling out on either the 12th or the 13th. So we have to get a Yilal if we're going to wait a few cases. And then on that day, the large towns will read on the regular day, either Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day was, Wednesday or Thursday rather, the day after Yadalin. That's the large towns, not the people in the walled cities. The large towns are going to read on that day. And then the walled cities are going to read either Wednesday or Thursday. That would be the 15th. Now if Purim falls out on Thursday, Kfarim Vayiras Gedolos Korim Bobayom, that the people of the villages and the large towns are going to read on that day, Mekovos Choma Lemachar, and the people of the walled cities are going to be able to read the following day on the 15th. So Gemara says, Chalios Erev Shabbos. Now what happens if Purim, we just had this last year, I don't know if they maybe come up soon, but we just had this last year, Chalios Erev Shabbos, where the 14th fell out on Shabbos, Kfarim Erev Shabbos on Friday, Kfarim Akdim Liyam Aknisa, so the villagers are going to read on Thursday, Vayaros Kudolos, Umekovos Chamakorim Babayom. In that certain circumstance, the large towns and the walled cities are going to read on the same day, they're going to both be reading on Friday, because that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, that's Xer Daraba, that's the same thing by Shofar, that's the same thing by, it actually happens that year, everything happens that year that we had, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, you have Shofar, Shechalios B'Shabbos, we don't blow the Shofar, then the same thing is going to happen 2 weeks later, you're going to have the first day of Sukkot is going to fall on Shabbos, and those who live in Yerushalayim are going to have the trifecta, are going to have the fact that Purim actually falls out on Shabbos as well, the Tesvav will fall on Shabbos that year, Tesvav Adar, and in which case you'll be reading the Megillah on Friday, and then everybody reads on the same day. That's very interesting. That's called, what's called Purim Mishulash. I give a whole series of shirim on that. It's a fascinating, different dinim, a lot of different machloksim. When is the Suda? When is the Ikar Suda? It's definitely Sunday, but maybe there's an inyan of Suda on Shabbos. Also, the idea of laning on a Friday. Very interesting things that come up It's whatever. Not to discuss all those concepts right now, but Be'etzem, that is something that that can happen Bisman Hazeh as well, and they'll lay in on a Friday. Continuing the Mishnah, Chalios B'Shabbos. Now, what happens if the 14th falls out on Shabbos itself? So that was only during the times of the Mishnah. Agav, this cannot happen Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh, Yodalot can never fall out on a Shabbos. It also Monday or Wednesday also is impossible. We can't fall out on a Monday. Can't fall out on a Wednesday based on our fixed set calendar by Hillel. This is something which is impossible. But either way, Kfarim Vayiros. So then the villagers and the large towns are going to read it on Thursday. Why don't the people of the large towns read it on Friday? Because apparently once we're establishing anyway, we're moving it off the date. And in which case, if you're removing it off the date, it's anyway considered Shlo Bismana, so we were going to, Rishonim point out, Lachor, we're just going to keep it at least parallel, that everybody should be reading at the same time. And we want everyone to read at the same time. That would be the Thursday before. And the people who live in the walled cities, they could read on Sunday the 15th. Chalios achar Shabbos. Now, if the 14th falls out on a Sunday, Kfar Makdim in Liyam HaKnisa. We had a lot of those recently. In the last like 10 years, we had a few of those. So then the 14th falls on Motzei Shabbos. Kfar Makdim in Liyam HaKnisa. So then the villagers can then they're going to proceed it too. This is finally the example of where we're Makdim to the 11th. In this example over here, we're makdim from all the way from Sunday, then all the way to the Thursday before. That would be a few, 3 days before, which we're going to get to the example of having the 11th. Now we've brought an example of having the 11th. And the people of the large towns are going to read on Sunday the 14th. And the walled cities are going to be reading on the following day, which is going to be the 15th. Now says the Gemara, Megillah Nikris B'Alaf Minelan. So what is usually Minelan implies? Where do I know in Psukim, what indicates in the Psukim that you read the Megillah on the 5th, on the 11th? Where do I get the concept that you read on the 11th? As the Pasuk says in 14th and 15th, you know, the Pasuk says it's beferish in Megillah, L'kayim aleim li'os osim es yom arbasar l'chodesh ves yom chamisha sarbo. So we know that the 14th and the 15th are beferish in Psukim. So where do I know the 11th? Where is the possible source in the Megillah that indicates that there's a concept that you should be reading on the 11th? Gemara says, Minelan, where do we know this? What do you mean? It's not a Pasuk that's telling us. Minelan implies, where do I know this in the Psukim of Megillah? That's not the case. Here, this was a Takanas Chazal. We're going to explain later in the Gemara and Daf Dalet that we said Chachamim Mekila Kram Leos Magdim Leim Haknisa, that there was a kula that the Chachamim were lenient in regards to the villages. They're allowed to lane earlier. So that they would be available. So this is another explanation. This seems to be a whole different explanation, that they'd be able to give food for their people who live in the towns. Apparently the towns, the way that things used to work, I think this happened up until Europe, until the 1800s also this way, that the bigger towns, they would be provided by the local farms and the areas and the villages around would provide the food for the towns. They would come and bring and sell their food and their merchandise and all their goods, whatever they had. So the villagers have been obligated to read Megillah on the 14th, so they wouldn't be able to supply the townspeople with food and for their Purim Suda and also be able to be reading properly. So therefore, they were Zakula, that they're the people of the villages are allowed to read earlier in order that the day of the 14th they could bring into the towns. So Gemara says, so you're right. So that meaning, so it seems to just be a Takanas Chazal. Why are you telling me that you're looking for a Pasuk to tell me why that you should be reading on the 11th? So Gemara says, no, Hanan Hacha coming on. This is what we meant to ask. Michti, let's analyze this. Kula Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Tiknuna. The dates that are established in the Mishnah must have been established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were the group of 120 Chachamim that were during the time of during the end of the Galus Bavel, and during the early years of the beginning of the second base of Migdash, they included Nevi'im and Mehem, common Nevi'im, the Gemara has Lashon, right? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, we're assuming on that, Mordechai was considered a Navi. He was on the Sanhedrin. So then it even went further to the time of the Tanaim. But either way, that's Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. That's in the very beginning of Perkei Avos. We discussed that, right? Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Remember that it was part of the Masorah. They were the great assembly because they were Nevi'im. They were very, very holy people. So the fact that we know that Mordechai was involved with establishing Megillah, so, and therefore it was established by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. You're going to tell me that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, those people, those great Nevi'im, established only the 14th and the 15th, and then later the Rabbanan saw the need to add in the days of Yud-Aleph, Yud-Bez, and Gimel, times that are Shayach to Purim. Also, Rabbanan v'akrei takanta d'iknu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, can it be that the rabbis have a later generation will come in and add days of the Megillah that had not been originally misaken by, had not been established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? It can't be, Vatnan, because we learn in the Mishnah in Adios. The Mishnah in Adios tells us, Ein based in Yacholavatel, Dere based in Chaveiro, Elim, ken gadol b'mena b'chachma u'v'minyan. That a court of one people of Talmidei Chachamim cannot override the ruling of a preceding beis din of an earlier generation unless they are superior to the other court in knowledge and in numbers. That they have more people, more Talmidei Chachamim, and they also have greater quality of Talmidei Chachamim, which we have a Mesorah that after Anshei Knesset HaGadola, nobody had that ability. Meaning, Anshei Knesset HaGadola was the last beis din of their caliber, and nobody was allowed to argue on the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. So therefore, if that's the case, there must be that Anshei Knesset HaGadola or Masachin Yudalafi beis din Gimel, to which the Gemara now fleshes out the original Kasha. Elapshita Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGadola Tikna. So therefore, it's obvious that the people, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola must have been the ones who established the dates listed in the Mishnah. That being the case, so the Megillah has to have some allusion to the days of the 11th, 12th, and the 13th, because if it was done by Anshei Knesset HaGadola, they had established that you should be allowed to be read on the Yudalafi beis din Gimel. So the Gemara now asks, Hiri Chira Miza. That's what he meant. When he asked Minel, he asked, where are these dates alluded to in the Megillah? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba Rav Yochanan Amar Kra, Lekayim Et Yimei HaPurim Ha'elu Bizman Ahab, to establish the days of Purim in their times. Why do you have to say in their times? Obviously. So the Zechora, we can make a drasha, Zmanim Harbe Tiknulam, it must be that there are multiple days that are indicated from the days of Purim, and it must be, Lechora, something in addition to the days of the 14th and the 15th, which we read earlier in the Psukim, Arbe Feresh. So says the Gemara, Hayimi Bayi Lele Gufi. No, but what do you mean? That the fact that it says it's Bizmanayim is actually coming to include the 2 days that we just mentioned in the Psukim, which said the 14th and the 15th, and Bizmanayim in the plural indicates that you should Mekayim the days of Purim on the day of the 14th and the 15th. 14th and the 15th are in plural because those are 2 days which you can be Mekayim at the time of Purim for a walled city and for a non-walled city. We'll get to that Drasha Bezhim and Daf Beis. So why a walled city is 15th? The Gemara says Im Kain. So if that's the case, that we already mentioned that it's going on just Yadal and Tezvav, Lema Zman. The pasuk sort of just said Lekayim Esimei Purim Elo Bizman, to establish the days of Purim in time, and the lashon of Bizman in time would have indicated that something which we already designated the 14th and the 15th. The fact that it says Zmanehem in the plural form Zmanem Tuva, so that implies many times that were many days which were going to be established to read the Megillah, and that those days had been something in addition to the days of the 14th and the 15th. So Gemara asks of Akasim Ibaile, but the plural form is still required that he just Manah Shazet Lo Shemanah. We have a drasha to say why we have Bizmanem, because it's teaching you that the days of a krachin and the days of Ayaros Gedolos are going to be different days, and they're going to be two distinct times for reading, and you can't read from one to the other. That's a drasha that we're going to have. So the fact that it says, so since I would have said, if I learned that from the Yizan Purim from Bizmanayim, it's alluding to this halacha, and I need it for that halacha. The Gemara says, Im Kain. But if that's all it's teaching you by the difference between a walled and unwalled city, Lema Kras Manam, I would have said the lashon in their time, which also is plural, and indicated that it's talking about the Zman HaShazel, Lo Kazman HaShazel, that this time is not like the other time. Mai Zmanayim, what is the lashon by in their times, which is extra from Zmanam? So that's Shema Minakulu. That is indicative of the fact that we're learning all the above that you're able to teach us, that Zman HaShazet, Lok Zman HaShazet, and also we're adding more days to the original days of Yadal and Tesvav. So the Gemara says, though, so Ema Zmanim Tuva. So maybe this includes a large number of dates, not just 11th, 12th, and 13th. Maybe we should include even from maybe the whole first half of Adar. The Yerushalmi actually entertains such a thing. That we say, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. I think there's an opinion in the Yerushalmi that says, what's the great Simcha? That it's Shayach to read the Megillah. I think the Iran quotes this. That it's Shayach to read the Megillah all already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's why we say, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, because the whole days of Adar, which the whole month is Simcha Dik and Leva Dik. So therefore, maybe you'd be able to read the Megillah. So maybe this also should include those days. The Gemara says Manim Dumya Dizmanam. No, because Manim, which is Dumya Dizmanam, similar to the lachas of their time, Mazmanam Tre. Just as a basic form of their time, you can only learn the basic number of the 14th and 15th, which is running up to Mikai and Purim on those 2 days, the 14th and 15th. Azmanam Tre, so too the term their times indicates two. So the Gemara asks, if Ema Tresar v'Tresar, so then one could have said that the two extra days are only the 12th and the 13th. How do we know that the 11th is included? He says, you just said yourself, you're only able to include 2 days. If I'm only able to include two days, then how do I know that you have the Yud Aleph? So the Gemara says, because Kedamar Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, we're going to see in the Hamshech of the Amud right now, that Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said in a different context to answering for his kasha, how did he get to this? He said, Yud Gimel Zman Kila Kolhi, the 13th was the days when the Yidim were actually fighting. All the Jews, both those in Shushan and the other provinces, were actually fighting in Yud Gimel. So that was a miracle. That was a huge miracle, Yud Gimel. But Lotzarech Rabbi, therefore you don't need to even include it, in which case that was the main miracle. So how, and therefore, that's the case. You don't need to tell me that that's shy. I have to read the Megillah on that day. It's Pashut. And therefore, I don't even need a Pasuk to tell me that. So the Hachanami Yud Gimel's Man Kilcha. So to hear with this drasha, we can explain that the 13th is Pashut. It's obvious that you should be able to read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. Velotzarech Rabbi, you don't need to even use the drasha of Zmanehem to include those days, and therefore when I have Zmanehem, I can include the 11th and the 12th as the extra 2 days that are going to be derived from that pasuk. The Gemara asks, "Ve'ima shitzar v'shivshivshivshar." Once I'm including 2 days, who says that I should go backwards and say that it's included of the days of the 12th and the 11th? Maybe I'll stop at I'll say the 13th, 14th, 15th, maybe the 16th and the 17th. So the Gemara says no, because there's a pasuk of fairies. The pasuk says v'lo yavor that the kaimas liyos osim esir rabaster the chodesh shaviyam chomesh shabba chol shana v'shana kaimas shenacha be'may edamim, and then the pasuk continues v'lo yavor that it shouldn't, they should not past those days. There's in the, that shalt that tells us that you're not allowed to read past the time of the 15th. That you're not allowed to read it after the time of the 15th. Now the Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini Amar." So this is that was one drasha. How do I get that the Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel? The Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini had a different drasha. He argues. He says, Amar Kra Kayam Masher Nacha Be'am Yudim. What's the lashon of Kayam Masher Nacha Be'am Yudim? The pasuk says." L'kayim alayim, I think I read the wrong passage before, but L'kayim alayim is osim yibarasu yilchodesh asar b'chom yilchodesh ashenachav yim hayyudim, kayim ashenachav yim hayyudim, that the days, like the days of Jews rested for them, what is like? It should say the day the Jews rested for them is what is kayamim. So the Gemara says yamim kayamim, by the word like, the days that the Jews were fighting is showing us that it's something similar between the days we just mentioned with the 14th and 15th to those other days. Therefore, we can be rabbi, the rabbi yisud alav yabes. If it just said yamim, then I wouldn't have learned anything. But it's kayamim, which is included, like the days, implies that there's 2 extra days you're allowed to read the Megillah. So we're asking the same question. So maybe that's only included in the 12th and the 13th. This is where we're using the original answer of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani that we borrowed and used it above. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, rather, he says, Yud Gimel Zman Kila Kolhi, that the 13th of Adar was a time when all the Jews came to fight their enemies below Tzarech L'Ribuya. Therefore, you don't need a Pasuk to tell you that the Megillah can be read on the 13th. This Pasuk, that was the great miracle. So therefore, you don't have to mention it. So therefore, it's coming to include Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And we're asked, maybe the 16th and the 17th, Shitzar V'Shibzar, maybe the 16th and the 17th of days you'll be allowed to read the Megillah. V'lo Yavar, because the Pasuk says, and it shall not pass, you should not read past the 15th, we learn from there that you should not be allowed to read it after the 15th. Now the Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, my time alomar is manehem." So what was Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani's problem? Why didn't he say that we learn it from the lashon of like the days and not answer from the pasuk of bizmanehem, which is in their times? So the Gemara says, "Zman zmanem zmane lamashmala." He didn't like that drasha of the fact that it said in their times and then it's manehem. It could have been zmanam their times and then zmanehem was an extra rebuke to teach you the two halachas that both with zmanashalas and the fact that it's indicative of another 2 days that he didn't like. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani did not like that. Rav Shimon bar Abba, my time and lomar kar yamim. So why did Rav Shimon bar Abba, who learned the Mishnah's ruling from their times, did not say the lacha from like the days? Rav Shimon bar Abba would answer, "Ahu ledoes udichsev." That term of is teaching you that to teach you future generations that the future generations are going to be obligated in the days the Jews originally rested from their enemies. And that would include the basis for the 14th and the 15th, and that's the halacha that it should apply for future generations. That was all the Gemara about how do I learn Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Now we come out with two different drushes, but everybody agrees that Yud Aleph and Yud Beis based on the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Biyochanan. So now Rabbi Chana said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Zil Divrei Rabbi Kiva Sismai, that this Mishnah's ruling is actually like Rabbi Kiva. We're Stam Mishnah. Usually we assume Stam Mishnah, the anonymous Mishnah, if it doesn't mention who the Tana is, Stam Mishnah usually is Rabbi Meir. But here, Rabbi Yochanan is B'mechadah said some Mishnayos, that Rashi points this out, that some Mishnayos and Shas are Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Kiva. So here also the Stam Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Man, Zmanam, Zmanam, that has this drasha. Apparently Rabbi Yochanan liked that first drasha, as opposed to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's the drasha. Interesting, because he says Man, Zmanam, to the, how do we know that we get those extra 2 days? But the Chachamim who disagree, they actually disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and they say, "Ain korsa avos manu." You're not allowed to read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Gimel. Rather, only Yud Aleph and Tesvav. So the Gemara says, "How do I know?" So the Gemara asks a kasha. Though the Gemara says, "Meisivay, we can have a kasha of Rabbi Yochanan based on the Brisa. The Brisa tells us Rabbi Yehuda says, when are the villagers allowed to read the Megillah earlier than the 14th? Bizman Shah Shanim Ketikunam. The days where the period of the years are fixed by a Beis Din, Bisrael Shurim Asim, and Kal Yisrael are in their own land. So then, Beis Din is going to relay to everybody when the time of Pesach, when the time of the Yamim Tovim are supposed to be celebrated. Aval Bizman Azeh, in the current era after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and now we're in Galus, and people don't know the dates that well, that's the whole reason, one of the reasons, but that was even time based, but Etzem, one of the reasons for a second day Yantiv, because they didn't know when the days were. People see when is, people don't know, people might not have Shluchim come in 30 days. People are going to look, oh, when is Purim? Purim's Yudala. Purim is exactly a month earlier. That's why we learn actually, people have Minad. Before the Purim Suda, they'll learn a Mishnah or Halacha from Hilchos Pesach, because we know that Halachas of Shloshim Yom of Pesach starts, kicks in the day of Purim. So Purim, we start, is already 30 days later is going to be Pesach. So then they're going to look at that time and they're going to say, so people are going to confuse. They're going to say Yud Aleph is 30 days later. They're going to start Pesach 3 days earlier. They're going to end Pesach 3 days earlier. They're going to come out to be eating chametz. So therefore, we're only allowed to read Megillah on the 14th, so people shall know that 30 days later is going to be the Yom Tov of Pesach coming in, that would be Yadalid, which would then be the time where Pesach is. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Demat. So now, whose opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan of the Braisa, telling us in regards to Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ilim Aliba Rabbi Kiva. If you're going to say he follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, after those Manazet, he's a Lahitakana. Rabbi Kiva is giving us the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mentioned after the time of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva can't be following the Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying in Amasai that this halacha of the Yadalaf and Mezagim doesn't apply to his manazet, can't be a liba to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva would apply the halacha of his manazet. El alav, a liba to Rabbanan. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda must have followed the opinion of the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Akiva. So what do we see from there, though? That we see that the Chachamim would hold that when there is a proper Beis Din and the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael, even the Chachamim would be moda that you'd be allowed to read earlier than the 14th. This would be in conflict with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that according to Chachamim, the Megillah may never be read before the 14th. We see that clearly the Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Akiva anytime during the Bizman Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara answers, Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta, this is actually a double knockout. We say this is a double refutation of Rabbi Yochanan, that you can't come back. If you have a Tiyufta, sometimes the Gemara will try to give an answer. A double Tiyufta, he's knocked out. So now the Gemara just presents an alternative way of that Rabbi Yochanan was in fact this opposite Manda Amar in the beginning, and the Gemara is going to bring a support from the Braisa. Ikad Amar Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says the opposite. Now, Zodi Rabbi Kivas is my. The ruling of the Mishnah that allows them, even Bizman Azeh is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Avach HaChamim Amar Bizman Shetzeh Hoa Mestaklim. Only in this time, when people look at it, in Koriz and Adler Bizmana, then you can only read it in the 14th, which implies, obviously, if it was not during the time of the of Bizman Azeh, but it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara brings the support for this. Tanim Mehachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Bizman Shashanim Kitukunam Visual Shurin Al Masam. During the time which the years are fixed properly and the Jewish people are in their land. Avach Bizman Azeh, during the current era that we are in, after the Beis HaMikdash, Hoa Mestaklim. Since people look at the day, the Megillah is read, and they're going to want to calculate when Pesach will fall out, in Koronosa Ela Bizmano. Only allowed to read the Megillah in its proper time, meaning the 14th of Adar. So now the Gemara says, Ravashi, and we may have to make up Mashlim tomorrow, because we're only turning on the next time. But now, Ravashi, Kashele, Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi had a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, and a statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah on Daf. Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Umukim la, la Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, to avoid this contradiction, Ravashi attributed the statement of the Braisa to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, Umi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Azel, Mastaklim, but did Rabbi Yehuda really say, and the Braisa just quoted him as saying, that the current era people look at the day of the Megillah is read, and therefore calculate when Pesach will fall out? In Cornelis, Bizman, and the Lachot, the Megillah shall be read on the 14th and the 15th. Ramini, but we can contrast that with Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when the Megillah is read earlier than the 14th, Makom Shenech Lesson, Bishenev Chamishi, only a time when the villagers entered on Mondays and Thursdays. Aval, Makom Shein Maknesin B'Sheni Chamishi, in a place where they do not enter the town on Mondays and Thursdays, in Kornel Sol Abizmana, they may read the Megillah only in its proper date. Since the villagers do not travel to the towns on Mondays and Thursdays, they have no advantage from coming to Megillah Mondays and Thursdays, therefore they may read it on proper time. So we said, so what the statement implies, Makom Shenechazim B'Sheni V'Chisham Yakarinan, that even Bizman Azeh, in a place where Mondays and Thursdays, where the people do enter the towns, then the Megillah is allowed to be read before the 14th. V'afilu Bizman Azeh, even during the current time, this contradicts Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Braisa, which implied that during Bizman Azeh, the Megillah is not allowed to be read earlier than the 14th. So therefore, Umukim La La Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Ashi attributed the statement that Brisa to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda to avoid any inconsistency with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Like, we're asked, you're not allowed to just do that. And Mushum Dekashi later, Rabbi Yehuda, you have a kasha, you have a seeming contradiction, a steer between Rabbi Yehuda one place and Rabbi Yehuda the other place. Mukim Lala, Brisa, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you just have the right to just say that the one opinion is not really the opinion of, and just change the text of the Brisa, which says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is really the other one, and it's not really Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have a basis to do that. Rav Ashi could have given a different teretz, that maybe one was, there's a better teretz, a much better teretz, one was a Liba, the Chachamim, who hold that to read the Megillah in the 14th does not apply in the current era, and the other one is the Liba Derbi Kiva, and then you'd be able to give a very good teretz. Why do you have to give this other teretz? The Gemara answers no, because Rav Ashi Shmuel the Ika the Tanale Kirev Yehuda. Rav Ashi had a Shmua that there were those who taught the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ika the Tanale Kirev Yosef Yehuda, and there were those who taught it in the name of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He had that version of the text in the Masorah. People were arguing about who actually said it. So Rav Ashi, once he already had this Masorah, potentially to assume that some say that this Braisa was really the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he didn't want to make a steer between the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, the one who said that it was the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that's wrong. He's saying it inaccurate. So the one who says in the name of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he's actually saying it correctly. And therefore, according to that opinion, we should follow and we assume that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the opinion of the Braisa, and therefore you don't have to have a stira between the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues the next part of the Mishnah. People who live in the wall times of the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they read on the 15th. Where do we know in Sukkim that the wall today should read on the 15th? We never see, the Pasuk says 14 to 15 as days explicit for days of celebration. It doesn't explicitly say that a wall city should have to celebrate on the 15th anyway. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Damar Kra, Al-Kena Yudim, Ar Prazim, Yoshim, Ar Prabazit. Therefore, because the Pasuk says, therefore the Jews of unwalled places and unwalled cities, they celebrate the 14th. So we know that the unwalled cities clearly indicated of the Pesukim are going to be celebrating on the 14th. That's clear. So then the walled city implied on a different date. They must be different. They must be the 15th. So those are the days. So maybe that the unwalled cities, the Gemara says, should be on the 14th. Maybe the walled cities didn't have to celebrate from at all. This is something that Megillah mentions only the 15th as a day of celebration. It's maybe for Shushan and not other walled cities. In Shushan, where the Jews actually rest on the 15th, they will celebrate the 15th. But no other walled cities have to follow it. And Pnei Yeshua gives actually a nice Svara. He says that because the residents of the walled cities were maybe in less danger because they were protected from the walls, and therefore maybe they shouldn't have to celebrate it at all. So what do you mean? Everyone in the walled cities also Jews. How can they be exempt from the obligation? And the Pasuk says, Vod Mehodat Kush. The Pasuk says everybody in all of the lands of Pras celebrated from Hodat Kush. They celebrated, the Purim was accepted by everybody. So therefore, this would include walled cities as well. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ima prazin bar beisar mukavin bar beisar v'uchamisar." So maybe we should say the following: that the unwalled cities celebrate on the 14th, and then the walled cities have the right to choose or not choose, do it 14th and the 15th. The Gemara says, "Could you say liyos osim esiyom bar baser lachodesh v'yom chavesiyom chodesh v'lachabo?" Implies that maybe Purim is a two day chag, which you can celebrate both days. So if unwalled are only observing on the 14th, so maybe the walled cities should be observing on both. The Gemara says, "Ihaviksiv if haviksiv v'yom barasav v'yom chamishasar kidekamer." Then it would be as you suggested. Since it's written the 14th and the 15th, the S, also Esu Pasuk, that the word S is coming to be a hefsek, a break between the two dates, and therefore teaching you Hani Bar Basar, Hani Bar Chamisha Asar. The day that you celebrate is specifically your day. One day is going to be the 14th, and one day is going to be the 15th. So the Gemara has another kasha, the Ve'imar, Prazin Bar Basar. Maybe the unwalled city should be on the 14th. Mukafin should be Ibo Bar Basar, Ibo Bar Basar. Each, you have to pick a day. But maybe the people on the 15th should be able to choose which day they want to designate. Maybe they want to do the 14th one year, the next year the 15th works out better for their schedules. The Gemara says, because Amar Krab is Maniyem. That's what the dress that we quoted on Amud Aleph, that we said that in their times indicates Zman HaShazed, Lo Zman HaShazed. From the time, the walled city is unlike the other one. The Gemara says, Ve'ima B'tleisar. So one say that in the walled city, the Purim is celebrated on the 13th of Adar. What basis does that exist? The Gemara says, because why do you assume it has to be the 15th? The Gemara says because Shushan, because we're assuming it has to be like Shushan. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Eshkechan Be'asiya. I see that we have to catch up. We're only in the middle of the Amud Be'ez right now. Be'ez Hashem, we'll probably catch up toward Daf Dalet, actually, because Daf Gimel is a little bit long, but Daf Dalet is a little bit shorter. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll be probably in the middle of the Daf Gimel tomorrow, and then by Daf Dalet, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to catch up.